Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 24, I do not perceive my own best interests. For many people, this is difficult to understand, so let's use an example. Let's say that you're starting a new business, and you are so excited about this business, and you see all of its potential and the wonderful things that you can do in the world. But let's say that you're also asking for peace at the same time, and you're asking the Holy Spirit to show you how to get to peace in the quickest possible way. And let's say that the business that you have selected is not the direct route to your peace. Perhaps there are going to be complications or things that don't happen, critical elements that you need to happen, and they still don't happen. If you are to pursue that business and try to make it succeed, even if it's not supposed to or it will not, then you will find that you face challenge on every turn. You could say you do not perceive your own best interest and that your goals are conflicted. Because if you are seeking happiness and joy and peace and abundance, and you are headed in a direction that leads to none of those, the Holy Spirit would certainly guide you back towards what you do want into a peaceful outcome in all respects. But when we hold on to what is not peaceful, we literally block the answer. Let's go ahead and practice the idea. It says, in the situation involving blank, I would like blank to happen and blank to happen. So let's put in our words. In this situation involving my new business venture, I would like to be successful. I would like to have more freedom, more money, more independence, more autonomy. And I'd also like for everybody that works with me and for me and all my customers and vendors and everyone involved to experience a very joyful and happy and abundant experience as a result. You see that objective sounds so happy and so wonderful. You really are asking for peace. But what if this business is not the means to get you to that peace? And if we put all of our investment into something that will not bring us peace, then you could see how the whole process can slow down and your happiness would be delayed. This does not mean that what you're facing today is not the right course of action or that you're not in alignment with God's plan for your happiness. What it does mean is that you do not know. And the more that we can place ourselves in a point of surrender, to go ahead and do what's in front of you today in the best way that you know how, but to release the outcome, to release what you think needs to happen to get you from point A to B, and to truly hold on to the hand, metaphorically speaking, hold on to the hand of the Holy Spirit and let yourself be guided. Remember that your goal is peace. Peace is all-inclusive. Peace means that you have peace. It means that you have money. It means that you have food. It means you have all the things that you need as you walk in this world. When you ask for the peace of God, you are asking for the package deal, the deluxe plan, the premium edition. So let's keep our mind focused on peace. We're still going to do what's in front of us today, but we are going to release our goal of thinking that we know what is best for us, and we are going to be in a place of listening and receptivity today. Remember, once again, the topic is, I do not perceive my own best interest. I like to think of this picture. Imagine you're out there in the ocean in a boat, a paddle boat, and you've been paddling and paddling, thinking you know where land is, thinking you know where your safety is. Today, let's remember that we do not know. We are in the boat, and what we do know is that God has a plan for our happiness. Let's pull the paddles in today. I call it oars in, paddles in, and put them in the boat, and we are going to trust that God does know our happiness and does have a divine plan to accomplish it. I do not perceive my own best interests.